Bank of America says it is likely California paid at least $2 billion in fraudulent unemployment benefits. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The $2 billion estimate is less than 2% of the $110 billion California has paid in unemployment benefits since March, but Bank of America said the scale of fraud in California was unique when compared with other states having reached unprecedented levels. Some California hospitals are close to reaching their breaking point, prompting Governor Gavin Newsom to bring in hundreds of hospital staff from outside the state. California officials paint a dire picture of overwhelmed hospitals and exhausted health workers as the state records an average of 22,000 new cases a day. Five California Legislative Assembly members dined together outdoors Monday despite stay-at-home orders for much of the state's population. The lawmakers, four Democrats and one independent, ate dinner outside at a Sacramento restaurant hours after a swearing-in session that had been moved to the Golden One Center to guarantee sufficient social distancing. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. An autopsy performed on the 62-year-old woman pronounced dead after a December 2nd vehicle crash on Broadway and West Wabash. She suffered a medical emergency that caused her death just prior to the collision. North Coast Indian Development Center, located in Eureka's Carson Block building, hosting free walk-in COVID-19 testing for tribal community members and people who are closely associated with them, weekdays 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.